Today's podcast is brought to you by Instant Technologies, the award-winning same-time vendor offering persistent chat rooms, compliance archiving, powerful queuing systems, and many other same-time solutions. Visit their website at www.instant-tech.com. Welcome to Taking Notes, the Lotus Notes and Domino podcast. Here are your hosts, Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaud.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 26 of the Taking Notes podcast for Thursday, July 20th, 2006. I am Bruce Elgort, here with
Julian Robichaud.
And the Taking Notes podcast covers everything Lotus, Notes, Domino, Same Time, Hanover, Quick Place, or just about anything having to do with IBM Lotus, Notes, Domino, yeah. Quick Place. Yeah, you know.
Lotus stuff.
Lots of Lotus stuff. So, speaking of Lotus stuff, we found something on Ed Brill's blog that caught our attention, probably caught your attention too, and it's probably some old news about what's going to take place in Hanover regarding out of office agents, Julian.
Yeah, and actually it being old, I think there is some mention on there about how this was in one of, was it Julie Katashevic's slides?
Yeah.
From Lotusphere. So this is, you know, like you said, kind of old news from January, but Ed picked it up for some reason about the out-of-office service in Hanover, where out-of-office messages in Hanover are no longer going to be agent-based. They're going to be a service running on the server, which may not sound like that big of a deal, but actually it's going to be kind of nice because it being an agent, I think the default right now is it runs like every 6 hours and, you know, someone will... out of office has always been a little bit of a support, not an issue, but it takes a lot of explaining because, you know, it's a scheduled agent, and so the messages aren't sent right away. And there's also some weird thing about how sometimes if you set your out of office agent on iNotes, and then you couldn't do it on the client or some weird thing like that in certain circumstances. So anyway.
In the butt.
Yeah, so now it's going to be a service. So I guess that's going to provide like instant response so that, you know, you'll get your out of office messages sent right away, and there's going to be failover from multiple servers. I guess there's
cool.
going to be some delegation options beyond just simple mail delegation, which will be kind of nice, and sounds like maybe there's going to be some nice new little features. I mean, you know, that's one of those things you don't really think about that much, but hey, all improvements are welcome.
I agree, and
so that's going to be Hanover. So sometime next year, hopefully early next year.
Yeah,
new out of office agent service.
Yeah, I, you know, it's hard to believe that it's taken this long to get that whole thing, you know, redone.
Well, I wonder if that's just something that wasn't that big of a deal before, where it's kind of you know, a little kludgy, but hey, it worked and.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But then again, if you're not an IM, right, you're probably out of the office anyway, right?
Yeah, true. Well, and there was at least one other third-party product we found. I can't remember what it was called, but it was, I think I found a link to it from Alan Lepofsky's site, where there is someone who, that's a product they sell right now.
Yeah.
It's a server service that acts as an out-of-office agent, you know, or kind of overrides your normal out-of-office agent. So that's something that people apparently needed enough to where there's a product out there that does that already.
Yeah, and the thing that it says on the slide, too, is you can have durations under 1 day. So if you're going to be out of the office, you know, for like 3 or 4 hours or 5 hours, whatever, you can have the out-of-office agent work in those situations. So.
Yeah. Oh, and also it turns itself off after the final day, which I don't know why the other one couldn't do that anyway.
Yeah.
But it never did. You always had to physically turn it off. So if you forgot to, you'd still be sending those things out. So.
Well, can you in like Domino 7, Note 7, can you tweak agent properties from LotusScript? Like turn an agent on and off? I think you can now, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, so. You've been able to do that for a while.
Oh.
And in fact, even if you weren't going to disable the agent completely, you could always have the agent just check and see what the day is.
Ah, that's true.
But it doesn't do that, so that's a moot point.
Well, moving on, I received an email from my friend over at Yttria Software, Ryan Hum, and Ryan says that through August 18th, 2006, you can download and use any of Yttria's Notes Domino development tools. Some of their tools include, I guess, ScanEZ, ActionBarEZ, DesignProp EZ, CyanEZ, VueEZ, and FormEZ. Wasn't that easy, right? If you have never used any of Yitri's tools, I have. I don't think you have, Julian. Have you?
No, I have not. I've seen them before, and now I think I may as well go ahead and give them a try.
Yeah, good stuff. And if you check them out and you interact with Yitri at all, just tell them Julian and Bruce sent you. So
yeah. Now, one of those tools is it's kind of like sort of a notes peek on steroids, right? Where not only can you view things, but you can change properties, I think, or some...
Yep, I think all of them have
something
that...
Something like that, do they?
...capability, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to go check that out.
You should.
Yeah.
All right. Something I picked up on the LotusUserGroup.org's clipping newsletter was something to get your company some press or some, you know, well, some press... via IBM by telling them a great story you have to tell with Lotus products. And I've been part of this before. A couple years ago, I spoke of how the company I work for used QuickPlace and SameTime to help increase revenue and sales. So we'll provide a link on the site. You know, you just have to provide some basic information, company name, company URL, contact, you know, tell your story, etc. So check it out and get yourself in the news. And,
now, what does that do for you, Bruce? Now, you've done that before, right?
You know, I used to do a lot of press for my employer, for IBM. And I'll tell you, I got a lot of experience speaking to, how would you say it nicely, reporters.
Members of the press.
Yeah, because a lot of times you'll say one thing, and granted, it is what you said, but they put it in a different context, and it makes you sound bad. But to tell you the truth, I've made a ton of contacts over the years through, you know, through all the press work that I used to do. I tend not to do it anymore because everyone is a press person now via blog, right? So,
oh, sure.
No, I've met a lot of people. You know, I got to go to a lot of press parties and, you know, got to meet these people who you got to talk to and misquoted you, and you got to spill your drink, got to spill your drink on them.
But, very nice.
It also helps your Google count as well, so.
Well, all right, so that is the...
You had to ask me that question, Julian.
No, sorry about that. I mean, it's the IBM reference program. We'll have a link there to... I think we'll go ahead and just link to the email address. It's someone named Karen Rosen.
Yeah.
Who wants to meet you?
Exactly. And, you know, they're telling a new story every month, so obviously people are talking to them. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then in other news, TLCC, the Learning Continuum something. TLCC.
Yeah,
TLCC. What's the second C stand for?
You know, I was
learning...
supposed to look it up, but I didn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, TLCC does Lotus Domino training, and they have courses you can actually download and do just, you know, computer-based training on your workstation.
Right.
And they've got a beginner Lotus script for Domino 7 as a free demo course right now, so you can download that, and also they've got plenty of other ones that you can pay for. So TLCC has some offers going on right now. Not sure how long that lasts, but we'll have a link for you there, too.
Yeah. Hey, Julian, one other thing that's not on our little notes here. I read somewhere in a post that the Linux client 701 is out on Passport now.
I saw that, too, and I didn't check. I didn't follow up to see whether or not that was true. Now, was it the 24th was supposed to be the day, right?
Yeah, the July 24th, correct.
Yeah, so that would be kind of cool if it was out a little bit early. I mean, you know, no reason why it couldn't be, right? Surely they were done with it.
What the heck? Hey, John Rowling usually does our Open NTF update. But since we put this podcast out right following episode 25, which came out on Sunday, I got to record the OpenNTF update myself. So here it is.
This is your OpenNTF update for Thursday, July 20th, 2006. Spam Assassin integration by Nick Radov and Bob LaRochelle has been updated to version 0.5.2. Peanuts Portal by Fabian Meister has been released at version 1.0.2. Windmail Extractor by Julian Robichaud is now at version 1.1a. For those of you who are not familiar with this application, we talked about it during episode 25 of the Taking Notes podcast. Check it out. Help Request by Joseph Lebrecht is currently at Alpha 2. OpenNTF Mail Experience has been released at version 1.7b by Vince Yaya Sherman. OpenAssets by Jamie Price has been released as Beta 1. Go download it now. Real Workflow by Philip Carl is now at version 3.0.2. And Philip notes in the news section of this project that he needs to find a replacement for himself as the project chef. So head on over if you're interested. This is a great application. See if you can help fill out. Notes Design Searcher, a Windows.NET application by Erwin Van Unen, is now at version 1.0.1. This application does what it says, allows you to search for text strings within your design elements in your Notes database. Blogsphere version 2.5.5 by Declan Lynch, Rocky Oliver, Tom Duff, Joe Litton, Christian Brand-Lierner, Chad Shelfout has been released, and this release is simply a bug fix that fixes some problems that were occurring when importing pictures. As some of you may or may not know, this app, Blogsphere, probably the most popular blogging template in the NoteStormer world, got combined with OpenNotes Picture Database, another Open NTF application, and now they've been living happily ever after. Keith Strickland has released User Administration Utility version 1.4.1. This is an application that provides a means by which users can manage their own ID both efficiently and securely via a web browser. Keith also added a slew of new features, so go download it now. Hey, thanks for listening. This has been your OpenNTF update for Thursday, July 20th, 2006.
Wow, you know, now I, you know, can appreciate how much effort John puts into it, because he does a much better job on that OpenNTF OpenNTF update than I do.
Oh, you are fine.
So, hey, anyone going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, August 27th through August 31st? August 31st? 2006, Lotus Advisor, or what is it? Advisor Media is having their Advisor DevCon at the JW Marriott Desert Ridge Resort, and I've been to I think three of the Advisor events over the years, and I had a great time. I learned a lot, met a lot of great people, and this particular conference is going to cover Notes, Domino, Hanover stuff, WebSphere stuff, WebSphere Portal, IBM Workplace, and Same Time. And some of the speakers who are going to be there, and you probably have heard a lot of these names, Kevin Kavanaugh, who Julian and I interviewed on episode 13 of the Taking Notes podcast, Kevin Kavanaugh, Scott Good, Lee Barkin, Bob Balaban of IBM, Brendan Crotty, Gabriella Davis of the Turtle Partnership, Jeff Eisen, who's the, I guess, the technical lead for Hanover, Mac Guadera from IBM, John Head from PSC, Victor Krantz from Snaps, Rob Novak from Snaps, and a whole bunch more. So the price of this conference is, $1,795 U.S. For advanced registration and late registration for those of you who just are procrastinators like I am. It's $19.95. So we'll put a link in the show notes to it. And speaking of conferences, isn't there another one?
Yeah, there is, actually. If you can't make it to that one, now that one's the end of August. There's also the Vue Conference, which is the Vue Developer Conference at the very end of October. It's October 30th through November 1st. That's going to be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, baby.
So if you have your choice between the two, maybe you could decide, look at the speaker list, look at the speakers, and maybe figure out if you want to gamble or not. Mm-hmm. And so the Vue is coming up in the end of October, and that's got speakers such as Debbie Lynn, Bill Buchan, Paul Calhoun, John Kidd, Bob Balaban, Mary Beth Raven, Douglas Wilson, Tony Higgum, Kevin Marshall, Chris Bladnick, Rocky Oliver, Wob Wunderlich, and Rob Novak from Snaps. So they're going to have a nice little speaker lineup, and I actually went to the Vue Developer Conference in Atlanta last year, and that's John Vaughn and Rob McDonough went there too. Mm-hmm. We all met up and had a good time in Atlanta, and John drove us around and I think got us lost in some CD section of town or something. I can't remember exactly how all that happened. But that one's going to be, let's see, looks like $15.95.
Yeah.
We'll post a link for that conference. If you're looking to go to Vegas at the end of October, then the Vue Developer Conference is going to be then.
Julian, how long did you practice that hey and ho and ho?
My entire life, Bruce.
Okay.
Hey, it's my whole life has led up to that one moment.
I also saw on Bill Buchan's blog that there's also going to be a Lotus Developer 2006 in Vienna at the end.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
But I clicked on the link, and it was broken.
So,
Bill, fix that link. All right. Hey, this week's Beta 3 of Same Time 7.5 is out. So if you go to sddemo75.dfw.ibm.com, you can register, sign up, download the Same Time client, schedule a meeting, and do anything you want to do with the 7.5 Beta 3. So
yeah, now dfw.ibm.com. Do you know what DFW stands for?
Doesn't that sound like Dallas-Fort Worth?
Oh, that could be. I was, okay.
Yeah, it's right at the airport. That's where the server
okay.
is.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that makes it faster, right?
Exactly.
But you know, yeah, and I actually...
They have big grasshoppers in Texas. You know that, right?
Well, they got them down here in Florida. I know that.
So.
Yeah. And I actually... Have you loaded up the Same Time 7.5 Beta 3?
On Windows, not Mac.
You did.
OS 10, yes.
Right. I loaded it up on Windows, but not on Linux yet. I downloaded both the clients.
And
It was a fast install. I did that, looked you up. You were in the directory, so I added you to my contacts list and a couple other people, and it's very intuitive.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to know is what the server is, and it's that stdemo75.dfw.ibm.com server, because it asks you for the server when you set up. But
right, but
other
you can
than that,
add your own communities as well. I added two other communities that I have logins to, and they all three worked.
Really?
Yeah.
And then, go ahead.
I was going to say there's a couple bugs when you try to add groups. It wasn't working too well for me. But it's beta, and I'm going to report it on the forum. So.
Yeah. Well, and then I was looking at another press release. It looks like it says Lotus Same Time 7.5 is expected to be available in the third quarter of 2006. So it's it's coming up pretty quick in terms of the actual gold release of that.
Honestly, I think we're looking at end of August.
End of August.
That's
so.
What my little birdies tell me.
Really? So the birds are chirping in your ears, and it's got all sorts of stuff. It's got this press release talks about the integration with Outlook and SharePoint, mm-hmm. besides just Lotus things. So it also has direct connectivity to mobile devices from RIM and Nokia, as well as Microsoft Windows mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, you can access. I don't think you can do it in the beta. I'm not really sure, but I know that the gold version is going to... I think you're going to be able to access like AOL and some of the other instant messaging clients from other instant messaging networks.
Right.
I think I can't remember what that list was, but they have all sorts of stuff. They have multi-user voice over IP, mm-hmm. so you can have all voice and VoIP teleconference calls and things like that. So all
like
sorts of cool stuff.
On the Taking Notes podcast.
Yeah, very Skype-like.
Hey, did you see on DeveloperWorks, I also posted a link on my blog, that there's an article on there on how to create a Google Map plugin for Same Time 7.5. So check it out.
So the plugins are already coming out.
Woo! Hey, before you talk about Domgle, Julian, for those of you who are concerned about the change... of the word replication to synchronize in Hanover, Mary Beth Raven is reporting that it will remain as replicate. So for those of you who got a little depressed and just took your anger out on your keyboard or your mouse, it is going to remain replicate. So
no confusion there.
And F5 key will not lock the operating system down. So thanks, Lotus.
Well, it's nice that they ask.
I really
think it is.
I'm
because
not trying to be a beep. So, all right, wrap it up with Domgle.
What else? Domgle. Yes, there's Domgle. There's this new Ajax-based multi-database search, and it was just put out there by another Julian. So this is the Julian who is not me. His is, and I'm going to mangle his last name. It's Julian Bauteman.
Yeah, from France.
I think.
It's French.
Yeah, and so did you say one of Michael Borak's buddies?
Yeah, Michael Borak actually pinged me on it over on AOL Instant Messenger, inside joke, and said asked if I had seen it, and I said, well, Julian and I are actually going to cover that on the Taking Notes podcast. So.
Yeah, the site is domlike.net, domlike.net, and I've been following. I've had that site on my RSS reader for a while. It's actually normally in French. Not that I read French very well, but you can always translate. And he actually posted the Ajax, the Domgle, posting in French and in English, so it's very English friendly for someone like me. So Domgle is a multi-database search, and so
Domgle.
It's
sorry.
it looks like it's configurable. He's got a nice graphic on there about kind of how all the parts sort of fit together, and I think that when I last read the announcement, he said that if you wanted the template, just send him an email and he would send it to you. I think he's, you know, still kind of developing it and trying to work out you know, some of the design and things like that, but sounds like it might be a pretty interesting little thing to play with.
Yeah, he said
so
he was inspired by Jake Howlett, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Who better to be inspired by?
Exactly.
And we'll have a link for that on the Taking Notes podcast blog as well.
All right. Speaking of the Taking Notes podcast blog, we registered takingnotespodcast.com. So instead of takingnotes.openntf.org, it's takingnotespodcast.com. And we've also added a link on the blog that says subscribe with iTunes, one click, and you can get us every time we make an update on iTunes and throw it down to your iPod. So.
And whoop, there it is.
Yeah, but there... I can't sing. I'm too hungry right now. So, let's see. So check out Domgle and give Mr. Julian Botterman there some feedback. Anything else, Julian, for this episode?
I got nothing else. That was, you know, this was more of a kind of a news public service sort of podcast for us, wasn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
And we're not getting paid by any of these guys, so this is all, you know, there's nothing under the table here. This is just things we think are interesting.
We do get some top ramen noodle fund dollars from our sponsors, such as Instant Technologies at www.instant-tech.com. So, you know.
Yes, but we're very upfront about that.
Very upfront, so. And that little noise in the beginning is a coin dropping. It's kind of, you know, it's a little bit of humor that's helped. You know, that is our sponsor. And Genie Software has been a sponsor. And there's a couple other companies that have approached us for sponsorship. So get in the ears of over 1,000 people and advertise with the Taking Notes podcast. So, no, you don't have to. We'll do it without advertisements. So.
How have we made it this long?
I know.
Cheap hosting, I'll tell you. That's how. Cheap hosting and Skype.
How much is Top Ramen now? You can get like four bags for a buck or something like that. So,
yeah, it still tastes as good as it did in college.
Yeah, but a lot of people probably don't know what Top Ramen is, so we'll put a link to it in the show notes.
We will. If that could be, maybe we could do a whole episode on Top Ramen.
Yeah, food geek, food Lotus Notes geeks eat. We can get Rocky
from
.com. All right, Julian, it's time for dinner here in the Great Pacific Northwest.
And in the great southern United States, it's again ready to be time for bed.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Instant Technologies. I am turned on.